Would you bow with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, you have this habit of showing up and standing next to our objects of worship that we value in life. Not really to cast shame, but rather to offer yourself as an alternative, another way, a better means of life and satisfaction. You actually desire us to test your quality in real time, to have us see for ourselves how good you are in light of what we call good. Not to cause contempt for the other thing, but you use that thing to prove that we really hunger and thirst for you more than the other thing. Often we're like infants, grabbing and groping for the things right in front of us. And you're the loving, generous parent who moves aside the unhealthy or the dangerous things, calling us back to your face, where we will find true joy and contentment. As we grow older and smarter and more resourceful, and we get a sense of this world and what life is about, you actually employ more sophisticated ways to bring us back to yourself. And when fear comes into our decision making, fear of consequences, fear of punishment, fear of disappointing or abandonment, you even leverage those fears for our benefit as well. You say for us to fear you above all things, for you are more powerful than everything else. You speak truth in love in our language in a way we can understand. And when you speak in terms of fear, you don't lie, but you intend to leverage that fear to grow in us this sort of sticky, attaching loyalty and love to you. And at every maturity level, at every stage of life, you woo us to yourself. You gently invite and entice us to yourself because you love us. We, as a child, you thrill us with wonder and curiosity about our world and everything in it. You show off your creative side. You comfort us with family and friends when pain and trouble arise, and you remind us you are our big daddy. And as a teenager, as us being teenagers, you, like a parent, through your church body and your scriptures, you offer a stable and a secure home base for us to practice adulting, where we can get a taste of freedom and choice, but with limited and non-lethal consequences. We rush to the newfound pleasures of this world, those things that would outright cripple or kill us, and you rein us back to yourself, back to your family, back to wisdom, and you invite us to build the skills of discernment and patience and self-control. You offer yourself as a counselor, a guide, a fountain of healthy and vibrant maturity. Do as I do, you say. I know how to get the best out of this world. Trust and follow me. I'll show you the way, you say. As adults, you wean us off of the passing, the trivial, the novel things. And you invite us to build the skills of maturity, of sacrificial giving, of hard-won and long-lasting goods and joys. Our choices hold more weight here, and they have broader reaching consequences, both good and bad. You relate to us differently as adults. You don't baby us anymore. You desire to spend quality time with us in ways that what we previously couldn't notice or understand or even value. And the older we get, the more you act like a genuine and stable, enduring friend. You don't change, Father. We do. And with every change we go through, you are there to meet us with fresh and relatable dimensions of yourself every step of the way. You invite us to grow up into who you designed us to be, full of life and love. So here we are, Lord. We offer ourselves to you now. Some of us come with a great deal of fear, and you take us all in just the same. Because you know that the more time we spend with you and your family, the more your perfect and mature love will cast out fear. Amen.